Change is inevitable. It might be hard sometimes to accept that, but that is reality. I have lived in Delta since 2015, working at The Optimist since 2016, and have come to the conclusion that many people in our fine community are resistant to change. The change that I'm referring to, of course, is development changes. We have seen the past few months, a community divided when it comes to several development proposals, namely the six-story development proposed for the current site of Dunbar Lumber in Ladner Village. The proposal has passed third reading, so once the final conditions are met by the developer, the application will receive fourth and final adoption by council. This is a much-needed development in Ladner Village. It will revitalize a tired area, bring needed business and more tax dollars to the community and more business support. The Chamber of Commerce fully supports this project. There are two other proposals, one on Ladner Trunk and one in the Holly Park area, that have been given a preliminary look at Council's Committee of the Whole. We have reported on both. Both projects were deadpanned on our Facebook page with comments like, "We don't need any more development, our community is being ruined and council is clueless." Everyone is entitled to an opinion, but in case you haven't figured things out yet, the Lower Mainland is in a major housing crisis and the provincial government is asking, no check that, demanding that municipalities start fast-tracking development proposals and increasing various housing stocks in their communities. If you think that Delta is going to be immune to this by just pulling up the drawbridge and putting out a no vacancy sign, think again. Remember, the province's housing minister is Delta North MLA Ravi Kalon, so that means housing and development will be happening in Delta whether you like it or not. Do you honestly think that nothing will happen here under Kalon's watch? Change is inevitable. Whether you like it or not, change and development is going to happen.